So I'd like to begin this essay with an epigram from Herman Melville's Moby Dick. But even so, amid the tornadoed Atlantic of my being, do I myself still forever centrally disport in mute calm. And while ponderous planets of unwaning woe revolve around me, deep down and deep inland there I still bathe me in eternal mildness of joy. And that's the Grand Armada chapter in Moby Dick. I begin by acknowledging a debt to mythologist and literary critic Joseph Campbell, who introduced the idea of energy and myth, especially in naming mythogenetic zones as the primary region of the origins of the myths. In teaching a course on his work for the last several years, I discerned a pattern in his thought in the form of recursive ideas he continually spiraled back to in his explorations of world mythologies. This prompted me to title this essay, Psychic Energy's Portal to Presence in Myth, Poetry, and Culture, because Campbell's work is so inclusive.